very excited about just so many of the great shows that are coming to Bendigo and Central Victoria over the coming months. And one that's just been announced for a little later in the year in October is the Whitney Houston Show, the Australian Whitney Houston Show. And we're very pleased to have the lady who's going to be the voice of Whitney in this show, Talani, with us to have a chat this morning. Talani, good morning.
Good morning, Robbo. Now, thanks for having me on your show this morning.
Great pleasure. Great pleasure. Hey, I suggest it would be a big job for any vocalist taking on Whitney Houston.
It is a mammoth job, and it's something that I have been working on and crafting for a while, yes.
So, you know, was the thought originally when they first came to you about this, was it a bit daunting for you?
Yes, it's actually a vision that my husband and I, my husband David Sen is the music director of the show, and we both talked about it, you know, especially knowing when Whitney Houston passed away back in 2012. We actually didn't think about doing anything like of this capacity until about 2016. I was singing her songs and in my regular gigs and stuff, but it's been a work in progress. So if I could say, like, roughly around 2017, we got this show, the legs started and put things into place slowly, little by little, layer by layer, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And obviously you're always a Whitney fan.
I always have been, yes. I've loved her voice as a singer. You know, there are certain voices that really stand out that you can learn from, and yeah, absolutely, she's been one of them that's inspired me, you know, real soul sort of music.
Now, you've had a long and successful career. Tell us a little bit about your career for those who might not be too aware.
Yes, well, look, you know, we're local artists here in Melbourne, but we've been doing lots of things in the industry. I've been singing for over 25 years, and David and I actually started back in 1989 when he won the Yamaha Rock songwriting competition, and kind of evolved like that because David's a songwriter. I've been putting my vocals to some of his songs that he's been writing. We did a song called Powder Shine for the Sydney Olympics in 2000, and it went to air on Channel 7. That was a highlight for us. I also had the privilege of performing on Channel 10 for about 6 years when Bert Newton hosted Good Morning Australia. And that was a real honour because, you know, I'm not only working on the set, you know, I would go in something like 3 to 4 times a year for the Good Morning show. And it was wonderful because we had an opportunity as local artists, you know.
Indeed. And working with the great Bert Newton as well, which must have been a lot
of fun. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
So, Talani, tell us about the show then. I see it like it's an 11-piece band. There's dancers, there's backing singers. Give us a bit of a feel for what people can expect if they go along.
Yeah, look, the show is actually a 2-hour concert experience with a live sort of feel of being in a Whitney Houston concert. So I've got two beautiful backup dancers and singers who work with the 8-piece band. We have a wonderful saxophonist as well because a lot of Whitney Houston songs had that, especially I Will Always Love You. So when people come in, they will get an experience of from the time Whitney first began her career and all the greatest hits that you know, we all know and love, they will hear them in the show. So it's over 20-odd songs, 22
wow.
songs of hers.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Now, just before you leave us, do you have a favourite Whitney song?
I do have lots of favourites. it's really hard to choose which one I like the best. You know, I Will Always Love You is one that really touches the soul on many levels for different people, depending where they are in life. And that's, I guess, the one that really, I feel quite close to. But I also love The Greatest Love of All because I love the fact that of that message about children and equipping the next generation. That's something that was close to Whitney's heart and also to mine. Yeah.
Lovely. Talani, it's going to be a great show, and we'll catch up with you closer to the date as well. But thanks very much for chatting to us briefly. And it is October 22, Capitol Theatre, Bendigo, and tickets on sale now. Talani, thanks for being our guest this morning.
Thank you for having me, Robbo.